Thank you. All righty. 3 o'clock. This is the 21st day of July, 2026. This is a regular meeting of the Uinta County Board of Commissioners. We are meeting in the conference room in the, or I'm sorry, the chamber room in the state building in Vernal, Utah. First order of business will be Matt Crozier with a prayer. Then I will lead you in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be gathered here this day. We're grateful for all the many blessings that Thou bestows upon us. We're grateful for this great community that we have to live in and for all the comforts that we enjoy. We're grateful for those that came before us and for all that they have done to make this a great place to live. We'd ask Thee to please bless the commission at this time with Thy Spirit that they might be guided and directed in the decisions that they make. We're grateful for all those that help and serve, especially those in our armed forces and our first responders. We ask Thee for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please rise.
Follow me in Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sherry, would you check and see if this is recording? I'm not showing it. Not recording. YouTube, yeah, broadcasting. Huh? Okay, because I'm not picking it up on mine, that's why I ask. Okay. All right, first order of business, go to be approval of the minutes, July 14th, 2026, and July 15th, 2026, work session.
I'll make a motion that we approve those minutes.
I have a motion. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
Nope.
I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Clerk Auditor Mike Wilkins, approval of the warrants, please.
Commissioners, I have warrants from July 15th in the amount of $583,244.63. Wasn't really anything out of the ordinary. We did make our payment for our annual audit, which was an annual payment, and we released some subdivision bond back to the developer.
Okay, anything else?
A motion.
I would accept a motion to approve these warrants.
I would make a motion that we approve the warrants as presented.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Any tax matters today? Seeing none, we'll continue on. Collection management policy. Museum of Uinta County, collection 002. Whew, couldn't remember what that was for a minute. Karen.
Karen England, museum director. The museum has been working on writing policy that is public-facing. This one is the first one that will be presented. It's the collections management policy. It has been reviewed by the museum, the Historic Preservation and Museum Advisory Board, and it's gone through legal review. It's a very strong document, and it will, give us the protections that we need for our collection and our development. It was presented last week. Do you have any questions regarding the document?
Any questions?
No.
Nope.
I would make a motion that we approve the collections management policy, MUCCOL002, as presented.
Okay, I have a motion. I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Trail easement agreement with Terra Academy LLC, Mike Cook Trails. Mike, you have changed. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, I got more hair.
I'm not touching that.
All right. I'll fill in for Mike today. This easement agreement with Terra Academy is to... As you recall, there was an 8-foot gap between the county's property and Terra Academy's property. And when we finally got that all settled with the through the court system and with the family of the past owner of the property, that 8-foot gap went back to Terra Academy because it was part of the property they had purchased rather than the part that the county had purchased. So this is just cleaning that up. We did have an easement agreement with them previously, but it didn't include that 8-foot gap because it wasn't in their name yet. And so this easement just clears that up, and now it's easement across their entire property, including that 8-foot gap. And Tara has signed the easement, and we just need a signature from the chairman, the commission chairman, so that we can get that recorded.
Thank you. If I may, Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
I really appreciate the work you guys have done on this. It's taken quite a while to get to this point, but also if anyone's not aware, we had the groundbreaking on this trail just yesterday. So we had to wait to make sure we had this easement and everything in place to move forward with that, but we're excited and it's going to be a great addition to the community. So with that, I would make a motion that we approve the trail easement agreement with Terra Academy LLC as presented and move forward.
All righty. We have a motion on the floor. Any further questions, comments, or concerns? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Well, I'd just like to say it was the attorney's office that got this across the finish line, so thank you.
Yes, I do know you worked very hard.
It was a group effort.
And I see no place to sign this. Either one of them. If you could find it for me, I'd be glad to sign it. Okay, we are skipping, and well, we're not skipping. I was ahead of the world on this Justice Center award. That's actually is a continuation from last year. It was a two-year award. This is just for the second year. Next year we'll have to sign an original again. And with that out of the way, we'll go for board appointments and / corrections.
Okay, I would like to add something on that, I guess.
Go ahead.
I think it was last week, we appointed 3 library board members to a term, each of them with a term ending June 30th of 2030. That was inaccurate. We found that one of those terms is being filled for the rest of the term of one of the library board members. That term will end on June 30th of 2027, and that will be Jennifer Ewing that will be fulfilling the rest of that term. My only correction.
Well, Katie, any public comment today?
It doesn't appear that we need a signature. We just need the acceptance of that. So that was accepted.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Do we have to vote on the board appointment change in term?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's just a correction. All right, Mike.
Okay, commissioners. On behalf of Wendy Long, I want to make the public know and everybody in here know. Services right now are scheduled for Wednesday, July 29th at the UVU Event Center in Provo. I've been told there is tentatively a viewing the night before at the Nephi. I know that much. I don't know exactly where, but on behalf of our office and community, condolences to the Long family.
Yes, and just
hopefully everybody knows that the family that was washed away in the flood was Wendy's son.
Down in Wayne County.
In Wayne
yes.
County.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted for people to understand what we were talking about.
Right.
Yes.
Tragic incident. All right, with nothing further on the agenda, Commissioner Lefevre?
I move we adjourn.
We are adjourned.